11:38 on 550 KTSA and FM 107.1. We're just getting this word. This is very sad news. Roy Clark has died, 85 years old. He was, of course, the man on Hee Haw for so many years. That show was on for, what, about 25 years? All through my childhood, I remember we watched Hee Haw. And Country Music Hall of Fame member, great musician in his own right, outside of the years that he spent as a cast member or host of that show. Roy Clark dying in Tulsa, Oklahoma, due to complications from pneumonia, according to his publicist. He was 85 years old. In addition to being on that show for 20-something years, which was kind of like the country music equivalent of Laugh-In. So Laugh-In was comedy and music and topical and kind of crisscrossed between music and comedy. Hee Haw was, I guess, like the country music less edgy response to that. And I think it came on, it started not long after Laugh-In. It started with Rowan and Martin. Anyway, Roy Clark was also, of course, a great musician. You know, something else I was remembering, and Don, you might check me on this. Didn't Roy Clark used to sub for Johnny Carson? I think he did. We can look that up and check Wikipedia. But I seem to recall that he sometimes subbed on The Tonight Show for Johnny Carson. Played with everybody, was a musician's musician. You even have people in country music today, like I know Brad Paisley has said that he looked up to and was inspired by Roy Clark. I never met him, but he always seemed just, he was one of those people that just radiated goodwill and friendliness out of the TV. Like, as a little kid, where I grew up, we didn't have country music on the radio. Country music wasn't part of I know this sounds crazy to you, but up there in New England, you know, it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a thing at all, I don't think. I'm not sure there even was a country station where I grew up, but I certainly had never heard it. But you'd watch Hee Haw, and he was just a friendly, smiling, warm presence. And people who knew him said the way he came across on TV, which is how he was exactly the kind of person he was. So, and you and I, Don, were just talking about the fact that, if anything, maybe the success of the TV show eclipsed his actual musicianship or his talent as a musician, because maybe to a whole lot of people, he was just kind of that grinning, smiling, playing around, goofy kind of guy on Hee Haw. But in fact, outside of that show, both before and after that show, and I think that show ended sometime probably in the late 80s or early 90s. But anyway, he was a serious musician. I mean, he's a very, very good guitar player, banjo player, everything else. And I'm thinking, I know I've seen reruns of Hee Haw. Somebody still runs it. It was on CBS in its heyday, and then it probably was on cable somewhere. And I think some cable station might still be running old episodes of Hee Haw even now. So if you think about that, that's like, you know, a show that's been around for basically 50 years. It's always been on somewhere.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game. The way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame, the thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran through.
life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerns itself with me and nothing else at all.
I was just reading. I did not know this about Roy Clark. He grew up in a musical family, and he was on radio and even television as a very, very young person. He was discovered by Jimmy Dean. I did not know that. He had won a local banjo playing championship, and he had been on television with his family, and he had done something with Hank Williams, and Jimmy Dean. Who had a local show in the Washington, D.C. area, saw him and loved his musicianship and gave him this big break and then fired him 2 days later because he kept coming to work late. I guess it goes to show if you blow your big chance, maybe you get another big chance. He told him, you're going to be a big star someday, but right now I can't afford to have someone like you around. And he kind of picked up his bootstraps and decided he was going to become more punctual. And, of course, his talent carried him the rest of the way. Great guy, great talent, Roy Clark, 85 years old. 210-599-5555, LaDonna's on KTSA. Hi, LaDonna.
Hey, talk about nostalgia. That song is a masterpiece.
I know.
I don't know if you've ever listened to the entire thing, but yeah. Oh, my gosh. And he was just the epitome. You know, you think about your childhood. I'm 50 plus. So I guess it was Saturday nights. You know, everybody watched Hee Haw. It was just the thing to do. So Just wanted to say that. My condolences. And he was definitely a great guy.
Yeah, that was a show everybody watched and the whole family could watch. Thanks, LaDonna. Appreciate it. Jay's on KTSA. Hi, Jay.
Hey, yes, sir. Roy Clark, he had girls that used to be in the background with him. I think he married one of those blonde girls that was in the background that used to be on the program also. And Barbie Benton, if I believe, was on that program also. Am I right?
I don't remember if she was on that show or not. Was she? Donna's saying yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of came through that show and maybe got their first big break on it or a big break on it, right?
Yes, sir. And who was that gentleman that sang next to him that stuttered? I forget his name.
That sang what?
He sang right next to him sometimes. He was like, he played the guitar, and he used to stutter when he talked, but when he sang perfect.
Oh, man, I know who you mean, and I can't think.
You know who I mean, right?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Yes, he didn't stutter at all when he sang.
Yeah, he all stuttered, but once he sang, boy, that guy could carry a note.
It'll come to me, or it'll come to one of us here in a second.
Okay.
But yeah,
hey,
I know what you mean. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for calling. Let me take the break here for traffic. Come back on 550 KTSA, FM 107.1, and at KTSA.com.
Here's a tune, been one of my favorites, and I'm sure that you'll recognize it. It's one called One of My Favorites. Hardly get around that. I hear that train a-coming. It's coming around the bend. That's a train coming around the bend there, that part. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Lord, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragon
bond. If you're just tuning in, we're just getting word this morning of the death of Roy Clark, great country music star and TV star, mainstay on Hee Haw. He was 85 years old. He had been suffering in recent days from pneumonia, passed away in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was a clip of him appearing very early in his career with Jimmy Dean, who discovered him and loved him, but had to fire him because he wouldn't show up on time. Later, he learned to show up on time, and boy, did he show up. And I did check my memory, and yeah, he was a frequent substitute host for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, among many other things that he did. He was on, Steve just emailed me and said, yeah, I just watched him on MeTV on an episode of Beverly Hillbillies. He was all over the place. He was on a lot of other people's shows. And, of course, Hee Haw was one of those shows that a lot of people, you know, kind of passed through. And that name we were trying to remember, I had like five people hit me on Facebook all at once. It was Mel Tillis. We had a bunch of phone calls come in, too. I kept thinking Tom Tillis, but that's a senator. No relation. Too much politics. Yeah, Mel Tillis was a great singer who became famous for having a stammer or stutter in the way he spoke. Although I can say, as somebody that had a stammer, a lot of people with it don't have it when they sing. They only have it when they speak. So that's not unheard of. 210-599-5555. Apparently a very nice guy, very, very good guitar and banjo player, and we'll keep a good thought for him and for his family. A lot of nice memories coming up. I was just reading right here that the show is on the RFD channel, if you have that on cable or satellite. And I know after it went off CBS, it was on, like, I think it was on some cable channels. And so it ended on CBS, it says here, in 92, but then continued on for a while on cable, and then the rerun, once they stopped making original episodes later on in the 90s, the old episodes were still and are still being shown to this day. And, you know, when you think about that, that probably in the media world, that's the gold standard, right? If something never really goes off the air, whether through revivals or reruns, that's kind of the ultimate compliment. I read one time, I'm a big fan of the Perry Mason series. And the Perry Mason series is so old that it was already over before I was born. So I became a fan of it in reruns. I wasn't alive to see it as a first-run show. But I read one time that for many years, the only place that the Perry Mason show was shown was on a Portland, Oregon TV station. For whatever reason, for some quirky reason, the general manager or the president or the programmer of that station liked that show. And at a time when no one had any nostalgia for it, he reran it. Like, I don't know, sometime in the middle of the day every day. And now it is on cable and it's been rerun. It was revived. They made TV movies of it and new versions and all that. But I guess the mark would be, if a show never completely goes off the air, that's probably really something special. So, 210-599-5555. Cynthia says on Facebook, Buck Owens was on with Roy Clark. Mel Tillis is the one who stutters. Kenny Rogers is the one who married one of the ladies on the show. So that was an answer to a question we had earlier. Cynthia, thanks for that. 210-599-5555 as we remember him and talk about the great music and the great memories. And you would imagine that an entertainer like Roy Clark probably didn't mind being famous for the comedy and the goofy stuff that they did. They had the, what they call it, the joke fence or whatever it was. He probably didn't mind that, but at the same time, there are people, even now, as news of his passing is just getting out, there are people who are saying, hey, but you got to also remember he was this great player and this great singer. Let's not forget that, too. I'm sure he was happy with how he succeeded, but yeah, it's nice to remember him in all those different ways. 210-599-5555 or jack@ktsa.com. He was 85 years old. He was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His publicist says he had pneumonia. I think what was interesting when I look back now, my family watching that show, is that there were a lot of country music singers that we wouldn't have heard necessarily on the radio or known about, but for that show. And today, there are so many kids. I don't think kids can appreciate how many different platforms there are and how many different, you know, virtual stages there are in the entertainment world. You know, you don't even need a show. You don't need to be discovered. You don't need a big break. A lot of performers today go directly to YouTube, and they go directly to their fan base and build their fan base on YouTube. But there was a time when, way, way back, you were dependent on that lucky break, that big break, that being discovered kind of thing. So Roy Clark's biography with that, you know, I had my big break when Jimmy Dean heard me, and that's a kind of biography, that's a kind of story you probably won't hear in the future. In the future, it won't be necessary for that to happen for you to be famous.
Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is paying for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Your cold, cold heart.